Hey everybody, hey, welcome back. Welcome back to the teachings of Cabrini's Law of Fuck That. And those of you that are just tuning in, Fuck That stands for finally understanding common knowledge. Things happen all the time in life and in business, good and bad. So I'm here to teach you, why not do what you want to do? Because things are going to happen anyway. So this is episode number 4, and in the subsequent episodes, the last one in particular, we talked about molding the clay. I had you to get 5 people to tell you 3 things about yourself so you can start to mold the clay based on what you agree to that people are saying about you. Because a lot of times what's happening is that we allow ourselves to be defined by what other people think of us. Isn't that interesting? So today in episode 4, we're molding the clay, right? We're molding the clay of ourselves. We're molding who we are. We're finding out who we are at our core. We're allowing ourselves to get information from other people about who we are. Now we're going to build the wall. So I have the opportunity to be in the possession of Will Smith's book. And it's called Will. And, you know, I'm so excited about reading this book and his journey, you know, as an actor, as a person, as a motivating person. And the first chapter of his book is called The Wall. And I also remember Marion Williamson speaking about a wall in her, what is it called? The Miracle, no, I forget what it is. You guys know what Marion Williamson is known for. But anyway, she in one of her speeches, she talks about how we tend to build these blocks around ourselves. We tend to build, she called it cotton balls around us. And I said, for Black people, it's brick walls, right? So we tend to protect ourselves, shield ourselves from information that may be coming in, or we block ourselves from, because we've been hurt, because we've been bruised, because we've been taunted, because we've been bullied. We've had all these things done to us as a race. So we tend to build a wall around us. And Marion Williamson, as a white woman, called it cotton balls. Well, I said, as Black people, we have brick walls. So as Will Smith is describing what his father made he and Harry, his brother, do is to build this wall, because the father, very brilliant, said, you know, we need a new wall. So he tore down the wall that they had and made these young men build a wall to protect his store. So as they are building this wall, it seems undaunting. It seems like something that is just insurmountable. They cannot do it. How are we going to do it? And his father said, stop focusing on the wall. Stop. I'm saying to you as I'm entering into the conversation, stop focusing on the problem. Stop focusing on the wall, right? He says, look at the brick. It is all about the brick. Every time you put one brick down, you're in the process of building a wall. If you look at the problem at hand, it looks insurmountable. It looks huge. It looks, you can't even get through it. But if you pull yourself away from the wall or the problem and you build it one situation at a time, one conversation at a time, one solution at a time, as you are building your life, right? As you're molding that clay, what happens is it does not seem so big. Now, at the time, these young men, they were young. Will, at the time, I think was 11, and his brother was three years younger than him. So, you know, when his father's telling them to build this 12 feet high, 20 feet long wall, this seems like it's just never going to happen. You know, and his father made them do it brick by brick. Hail, rain, sleet, or snow, they, sick or not, they had to continue to build this wall. And what an amazing way to build the character of these young men in Philadelphia. And it didn't matter what his father's addictions, his problems, his issues, none of that mattered. He wanted to build the character of these men one brick at a time. So today, the topic is, what do you want? What do you want out of life? The last episode, in episode 3, I talked about, who the fuck are you? Who are you at your core? And I also want to mention, too, that who you are at your core is always changing. As you are molding the clay, what you thought you want, who you thought you were at 6, at 10, at 12, at 20, at 30, at 40, you are constantly evolving. So when I ask you, who the fuck are you? Just know that you are ever becoming who you are. Always molding that clay just a little bit better. Oh, who you thought you were then, you've become somebody else. And it's okay to weave and mold and hell, sometimes you can take that clay, bring it back down, add some more water, and redo it again, as I am always doing with my life. And this is what Cabrini's teachings is about, teaching you how to remold, reinvent, recreate, redo you. So as we are building now, building the wall, as you are now identifying who you are and what you want, let's build a wall together. Let's build the wall brick by brick. So what do you want? What does it look like? And see, when you start building that wall, that first brick, you might say, "Ooh, I want $1 million. Then you put that cement, and the next brick might say, "Ooh, I want that Lamborghini. I've always wanted that Lamborghini." Then you build that next wall. Then you want, what's the name of them shoes? I don't even know. I'm just saying Louis Vuitton because, you know, the red bottoms, because that's the one I could think of right now. Ooh, that's the bottom. Ooh, that's the first layer of your brick, right? The wall. Then as you start building brick by brick, life challenge by life challenge, you might have gotten a cancer diagnosis. You might have lost your job. You might have been forced to eviction brick by brick. You're building. Next thing you know, honey, once you finish that wall, all of a sudden you realize, listen, all I want to do is just be happy. That's what I want. I want to be happy. And you're so happy when you build that wall that you realize at the bottom, the foundation of that wall. Now, at the same time, sometimes people may say the foundation is the core and the essence of who you are. But then sometimes the foundation changes. See, because you wanted that thing so bad, right? You wanted that Lamborghini, that thing that you thought, yes, that's what I want. I'm going to build my wall. That becomes real strong because that's how you felt then, right? See, you can't build a wall on a foundation of saying you want to be happy because at the time you're not happy. So imagine that. You cannot build a wall based on where you are not. So that's why I'm saying, what do you want? Oh, yes, I want that. I want that. Oh, yes, yes. You're building. You're happy. You're happy. Then all of a sudden, as you're building brick by brick, you realize, oh, challenges in life are coming, and what really matters? Ooh, oh, ooh. Every single time, every brick is ooh. It's a ooh and a ah and a oh. Ooh, ah, oh. as you're building. Oh, but when you get to the top of that wall, and you may have laid the last brick, as Will talks about in his book. And I've only read the first chapter, and I said, this is what I'm going to use for my next episode. He, his father, and his brother stood, and they looked at the wall. They looked at the accomplishment. And the father looked, and he said, they all looked together. Imagine this, you guys. I want you to sit together. I want you to look, and I want you to imagine these three men, right? The father is looking on. The brothers are looking on. They're on either side of their father. And the father is saying, you guys finished. He looks at them. He's puffing his cigarette. And he says, I'm getting my glasses, you guys. So if you hear me walking, it's because, you know, this is one of the bricks. You know, I thought I was prepared, but I'm always, you know, working on being more prepared. But I got a message for you. So they're standing next to each other. They're standing. They're looking at their accomplishment. And the father says to them after they are looking at the wall, and he smokes, takes that last drag of that cigarette, and he plucks it out of his fingers. Imagine, you know how the men back in the day used to pluck that cigarette, and they took their foot, their shoe, and they smashed it to put it out. And he says to his sons, now don't y'all ever tell me there's something you can't do. And then he walked back into his shop. And that's what I'm saying to you. Life is all about building the wall. It's all about building the wall. But because we tend to focus on the wall and the thing that seems so out of control, that you cannot see the pathway, you cannot see the end, the outcome. But if you just took a time and just say brick by brick, brick by brick. And I do go through this as well for myself. You know, I'm constantly, you know, thinking myself, what do I want? I mean, I'm teaching you. This is the teachings of Cabrini's Law. Fuck that. I have said fuck that. I have built many, many businesses in my lifetime. I'm 56 years old. And in my lifespan, the businesses that I have created, most only create once in their life. And I've created many of those. So when I look at my life right now and I am building my wall brick by brick, and I'm wondering now what is at the foundation of my wall. I've gone through the, you know, I want the material. And listen, people, material is not bad. Material is a lovely thing. Money is great. Do not allow people to tell you that money is the root of all evil, because it was evil for them. Money is lovely. Money is helpful. When you've got money, you can do things. You can get health care that you want. When you've got money, you can move about the planet with another kind of confidence. So know that money is okay. And when they tell you that money don't grow on trees, it does. How much are you paying for that lemon? That lemon is 99 cents. How many of you guys have a lemon tree? You have money on your trees. I remember I had a client that had a tangerine tree. She had an orange tree. She had a lemon tree and an avocado. And it was Haas avocados. So look in your backyard. You've got money on your trees. You can build the wall that you want. You can be, do, and have whatever it is you want. What do you want? And let's start building a wall together. Okay, so I am Gangsta Chef Cabrini. I am an author of Cabrini's Law of Fuck That. I am an orator speaking to you, using my voice to inspire you to get to the core of who you are. So who are you? And what do you want out of your life? Oh, let's build a wall together. I'll see you guys. I'll talk to you in the next episode.